You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Angels, we have heard on high, singing sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their brave delight. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why these songs of happy cheer? What great
back, everybody, to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program. It is Saturday night, November the 30th, and we have officially ushered in the Christmas season 2013, as is evident in our music selections in advance of each segment tonight. What a great time of year. Keith Alexander was with us for the first 2 hours. Eddie the Bombardier Miller with us for the third and final. And Eddie, welcome to the studio tonight. Welcome to our first broadcast post-Thanksgiving and pre-Christmas. This is such a special time of year, and I know you feel it as well in the music and in the essence of everything that's in the studio tonight just screams Christmas. What does this time of year mean to you, Eddie?
Well, I tell you what, it's gone by so fast. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but it seems like the media and the stores just skipped over Thanksgiving. And I have my own theory of why they did that, because, you know, Thanksgiving is a national holiday. It's only celebrated in the United States of America. Nowhere else in the world is the Thanksgiving holiday celebrated. The world, the powers that be in the world, James, they despise the nation state. They despise anything to do with American patriotism. They especially despise the Constitution because, you know, with the Constitution is the rule of law. That's where we get our protections from. From God Almighty. But I hated it that they didn't spend more time on Thanksgiving. And no one loves Christmas more than I do. But what I do hate is it's become so daggum commercialized. But that said, I tell you what, I'm just a ball of energy, people. I feel so good, James. I can barely concentrate. I can barely contain all the energy that I have. You know, I just got through. I'm really celebrating that I officially finished my last training run today for the 2013 St. Jude Marathon. It was a little old 8 mile warm up, which is, I can't believe I just talk about it, you know, being an 8 mile warm up. This time, 15 months ago, it was a lot. But I did a real good time. My knees are in good shape. I just feel great. I'm so optimistic. The world's in one hell of a mess, but I'm not going to let it get me down. And we've got a few things to talk about tonight. I would like I've been a big follower of Anthony Michael Perutka. We'll talk about him in a few minutes, James, and some of the things that he's covered. And he had a guest on his show that they're talking about and things. I'm going to make this quick about how they're astounded. People that are professing so-called conservative Christians are okay with torture and killing American citizens illegally. You know, we're going to cover that in just a few minutes. God willing, we're still here in a few minutes. God doesn't take us home, and if there's time. Now I'm taking over to Baby Boy.
Baby Boy, a nickname bestowed upon me by the Chief Art Frith, our production engineer, back in the early years of this show. But, yes, if Jesus stays his coming, we will get to everything that Eddie wants to cover tonight. But I will talk about Christmas for a moment, Eddie. Special time of year. I know you're wrapping up your training for the St. Jude Marathon. You'll be running, 28 miles on
miles
next December the 7th, next Saturday.
Hey, I'm going to say something about that. Let me tell you one thing. I think you're
Say a quick word about that, Eddie. Eddie, of course, been training. This is the second consecutive year Eddie has run on behalf of the Children of St. Jude, and we thank the Cesspool audience who has contributed to Eddie's run and contributed more than anyone else, by the way, as is to be expected, I guess, at this point. But Eddie will be running 26.2 miles next Saturday. Eddie's 66 years old. I don't think I could run across the street at the marathon to get from one side to the other without having to take a breather. Eddie's going to be running 26 miles, a little bit over 26 miles at 66 years of age on behalf of the pediatric victims of cancer and other catastrophic diseases who are being treated at St. Jude. It's a great thing he's doing. And Eddie, a quick word about that, and we've got to get into the meat of the matter for this hour.
Well, I want our beloved Cesspool members to be able to track me. You can track me online. You can track my progress during the race. All you have to do, you can go into heroes.stjude.org/Eddie Miller. Listen, my bib number, people, is 778. And I don't know how to do it, but my grandson does, and all the young people I know how to do it. You can go in, and you can actually track my progress, where I am, my time. I almost wish you wouldn't, because I'm kind of slow. But I was told today by one of the top runners in Memphis that I am close to the top in Memphis in my age class. And I was running with some chicks today who were late 20s, early 30s, and I was informed that I was pretty impressed. I have impressed them. But listen, you can track Papaw's progress on the marathon. Just do what I said. You go into heroes.stjude.org/Eddie Miller. It would probably help you to put in my bib number. Bib number again, 778. You can track my progress during the entire race. So I thought, in case y'all want to do that, you deserve it, people. You helped me make my goal. Hey, I raised $1,665 thanks to wonderful friends and a lot of my friends on the cesspool. Here we go. So back to my son boy and Art's baby boy.
Hey, we are family here, don't we say? And don't you know? Well, listen, when we get back, we're going to talk to Eddie a little bit more about Christmas and how his church is celebrating Christmas. You know, Eddie doubles. He is a co-host, certainly. But this radio program doubles as a therapy session for Eddie, and it gives him the opportunity to vent and to share with you his frustrations. And so as much as he contributes to the show contributes to him, in that it gives him the opportunity to get all of these things off of his chest. And so we're going to talk about Christmas at Eddie's church, a little Southern Baptist church. Eddie wanted me to tell y'all that he is on his Christmas couch with his therapy sword, whatever that means. And you might have a better idea than I have really no clue, but listen, me and Eddie are in Christmas colors tonight. I'm wearing an icy blue wintry sweater tonight. Eddie is wearing a festive Christmas sweater, a red sweater. And so between the blue and red, actually I should probably be wearing green, but we're pretty festive here tonight. Oh, he's got green and red tonight. Anyway, most of the colors of the rainbow are represented in mine and Eddie's wardrobe tonight. He's got blue pants, I've got black. Anyway, we might talk more about that, or maybe not, when we come back. But stay tuned, folks. It'll get better from here, I promise.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Hello, dear friends. It's James Edwards again, and I'd like to extend to you warm Christmas greetings from the Political Cesspool's hosting staff and production crew. We're currently riding a wave of momentum that suggests to me that our radio program is poised to make a major breakthrough in the coming weeks, but it won't happen without your financial considerations, which enable us to meet the rising cost of production. Our critical fourth quarter fundraising drive is now officially underway, and we must have our audience's response. Without you, our work can't survive, which is why I humbly ask that you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org today and make a game-changing contribution that will enable us to sustain the forward momentum. Those who donate $100 or more will receive an exciting Christmas gift from me. Thank you for keeping us in mind during this beautiful season of faith and family. Our listeners are part of our family, and I cannot overstate how vitally important you are to us. We love you. Merry Christmas, everyone, and thanks again for your support.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
I will always stand in fierce defiance to those who advocate cultural Marxism, to those who wish to dispossess my people. I will be the one leading the charge in the war to defend our people and our culture and our heroes. I will be on the front lines. I'll take the first arrow, but I will always bend a knee to Jesus Christ. That's what the Political Cesspool is all about. This is Christmas time, folks. I love this time of year. I've said it. I think each of these songs inspires me. Each of these songs motivates me. I guess you'll be hearing a lot of that between now and Christmas, but at the beginning of each segment, between now and then, we will be playing a Christmas song that stirs the hearts and stokes the embers of our people and our culture and the faith of our fathers. This is a glorious and spiritual time of year, folks. I am glad to be able to share it with you, amen, the extended members of our family there in the listening audience. Eddie the Bombardier Miller here in the last hour of tonight's broadcast, along with yours truly, James Edwards. God bless you at Christmas time and always, folks. We love you. Eddie, I know your church is celebrating Christmas as well. we talked about therapy. Go ahead, by all means, and share with the audience how your church is celebrating Christmas. Eddie is a Southern Baptist, as I am. And his church is doing an ongoing drive to celebrate Christmas in India. They just got back from a huge mission trip to sub-Saharan Africa. Now it's Christmas in India. They're passing the hat to raise money to send to India, which is certainly a good cause. I mean, no one can say that that's not a good thing to do. But why is it always to places like India or sub-Saharan Africa and not to ports of call in Europe and America? Certainly there are people in America and Europe that need Christ as well. I don't have a problem with reaching out to people in other nations, but certainly our people should be the recipient of such generosity at some point, even if to a lesser extent. But what you're getting out of the Baptist churches that I know is not at all. And also, Eddie, I'll relate to the audience that your church had a very nice building in the Berclair neighborhood of Memphis. And if people don't know, Berclair was the neighborhood that my grandparents grew up in. My maternal grandparents grew up in Berclair. It was a nice working class white neighborhood back in the 60s. And certainly over the decades, it has changed. It's now a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood. And as is always the case, when a neighborhood turns, the white people moved one exit down the interstate. And what happened, Eddie's church maintained a building in that neighborhood up until a couple of years ago. They gave it away. And I don't mean they sold it for pennies on the dollar. They gave it away to a group of Mexicans who now hold, I guess, church there. They gave it away for free. And now they are meeting in a gymnasium on the east side of Memphis, which is the white side of Memphis. A young lady who I've met that goes to Eddie's church, who is in her 20s, is now getting married. She's gone to that church, what, all of her life? Most of her life? Yeah.
She's been there since she's 22.
She's been there for a few years, and she had intended to get married there, but she won't get married in the gym. She won't get married in the gymnasium, which is where Eddie's church now meets, because they gave away their official church to other people because the majority of the congregation didn't want to go in that neighborhood anymore. It wasn't necessarily safe. So, Eddie, talk about that. Talk about Christmas in India. Talk about some of these things as we celebrate Christmas and the pathological altruism, the benevolence. You know, as the Greeks always say, and we bring this up, all things in moderation, nothing in excess, even a virtue, generosity and kindness, when taken to an extreme, can be detrimental. And I think we're seeing that in some elements of our circles.
That pretty much sums it up, James. And before I get into that, and I am going to get into that, you said something a minute ago reminded me of something to say about Christmas. And the way Christmas is under attack, I don't know if you mentioned that or not, but Christmas is under attack because of Jesus Christ. And make no mistake, people, anything that has to happens in politics nowadays, I don't care if it's the political front, the economic front, the social front, educational front, there it's a battle between good and evil. There's a battle between Jesus Christ and Satan and all of his legions. There's nothing else. Dr. Stanley Monteith taught me that, if he didn't teach me anything else. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's true. So never forget that. That's where everything evil in the government right now, I don't care if it's Obamacare, I don't care if it's illegal immigration, I don't care what it is, it's evil. And if you want to see who, and this is the way I look at it, this common old horse sense, if you want to see who the good people are in the United States, or in the world, for that matter. But I'm talking about the United States here. I'm talking about the South because I'm a Southerner. You know, you live in the United States. You look who is being attacked day and night, 24 hours a day, by the media, by the Washington, D.C., by the United Nations, by the Federal Reserve, by Washington. Look who's being attacked. It's Christian people, and specifically, even more so, Southern white Christians. We're being attacked day and night. So that tells me you got all Satan's forces arrayed against us. We've got to be good. If, for instance, Hollywood. Hollywood is controlled by, let's face it, they're controlled by a bunch of atheist Jews, a bunch of Antichrist Jews. And name me one movie that's come out of Hollywood that doesn't glorify lesbianism, doesn't glorify homosexuality, doesn't glorify, you know, the so-called heroes of society now. The greatest hero you can be is a single mom, which really is someone who's had a child out of wedlock. Back in my day, they called them something. They called these children something else. But anyway, getting back to what James was talking about. Yeah, we had a nice church. Matter of fact, I was baptized there. And I'm not going to name the church. I don't want to drag them through the mud. I still go through there. But, yeah, we don't have that church anymore where I was baptized. Matter of fact, James came to my baptism some years ago. But I converted over to Christianity really late in life. I was told that the chances of someone as old as I was, 2 months before my 62nd birthday, coming to Christ was one chance in 300,000. Well, I did it. And, you know, James is totally right. I have nothing against people in India or Africa or any place else. But, my God, I mean, listen, we have people in our church, and I hope I'm not hammering this too much. We have people in our church that struggle to pay their house note and to pay their car note. And people in our church will say, well, you know what? These people in India and these people in Africa don't even have a car. They don't even have a house. And people, I'd like to get back to that as soon. I guess we're going to a break now. I can't hear the music, but my ears are shot. But we will come back to that when we get back from the break. We'll finish up on this topic. And by the way, I'm really glad to be here, people.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South
at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina is a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, I hesitate to even begin speaking for this segment. I would rather just listen to that song and many more like them. I envision myself down, arms stretched to the heavens in a snow-drifted plain with the flurries falling on me, just giving thanks for my life and for my family and for my faith and for everything that makes me who I am and for everything that I fight to defend. Give thanks for that at Christmas time, folks. This is such a spiritual and special time of year, and I hope that you will share it with us between now and the next couple of weeks, folks. This is a special, special time. Eddie, I know you feel it too.
Tell you what, it made chills go up my spine, James, especially since I became a Christian. I'm so doggone sensitive and emotional. A lot of people don't know that about me, but I'm the most emotional, most sensitive, sentimental old guy you've ever seen. I cry all the time, and especially when I go by St. Jude on my long runs, and that music there kind of reminded me of a funeral I went to back in October. A very, very dear, one of the best friends I have in Memphis, the best friend girl. She's like my spirit. In fact, matter of fact, she tells people she's my granddaughter, and I claim her for my granddaughter. But I went to her dad's funeral several weeks ago, and that I could do a show on that funeral, people. I will just tell you this right here. James, I'm very proud of James for defending Christ a minute ago. I'm very proud of Sam Bushman for defending Christ. I know the man's a Christian. I've heard him too many times, been around both of these gentlemen. They're hardcore Christians. I'm telling you what, I can tell you with 100% certainty that Jesus Christ is real. The gospel of Jesus Christ is 100% real. I've been on both sides of that belief. I wasn't really a pagan. I never really believed until I was old in life, but I did have a miraculous conversion. I was converted on February the 8th, 2009, at about 12:05 p.m. Central Standard Time. I can take you and show you where it happened. I can take you within 5 feet of what happened, and I just named the time. But I promise you, I would not lie to you about something like this. And I'm hoping I can help somebody tonight. Since it is Christmas, and I didn't even intend to do this, but since it is Christmas, if any of you out there are doubting, and if you've heard the old bombardier, and I'm not getting anything out of this. I don't have a church. I don't publish gospel tracts, nothing. But I'm telling you for your own good, if you will go and you will ask Jesus Christ, if you will come to Jesus Christ, the only prayer a sinner can pray is to say, "Dear God, I'm a sinner. Please save me." if you will go on your own and you, with 100% certainty, if you will confess your sins, if you will confess, if you'll believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Lord Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and ask Him, if you'll repent and ask Him to save you, He will. That's what I did, and it worked. I'm telling you, if I've never been more sincere about anything in my life. But that music does that for me. But I didn't mean to get into that, James, but I hope we can help somebody tonight to do that. And we are a Christian show. Now, go back to Sunboy over here.
Well, Eddie, I appreciate that. When the Spirit moves you, what can you do? Yeah. But and it is the time of year when that can occur a little more often than normal. But that being said, that's not to say that we cannot objectively criticize our own churches. And I know you were talking in the previous segment, and that's a joke. This is almost therapeutic for you to come in and offer that to a worldwide audience about some of the deficiencies that we see. And people are free to disagree with us, certainly. But we were talking about the fact that despite there are people in your own church that are struggling mightily to make ends meet, your church passes the collection plate for people in India and Africa, mission trips exclusively to those particular places. They gave away a world-class church, which I went to once to see you be baptized, as you said, gave it away for free just to get out of there because all of their membership had moved out of that neighborhood for fear of their lives or safety. And now people who go to that church and have been loyal members cannot even be married in the church anymore because y'all now meet in a school gymnasium.
That's right. You know, gospel, if a man does not take care, if he doesn't provide for his own family, he's worse than a pagan. That's scriptural. So I liken that the family to our church family, to our family in our block, the block that James Edwards lives on, the several to 10 square blocks, Bartlett, Shelby County, Tennessee, the South, the United States. You know, if we can't take care of our own people, first and foremost, we're no better than pagans. If we, you know, I knew a fellow who came up. Well, what the heck? I'm that fellow. I came up, and a lot of you may not know how I came up, but my mother left us at a very young age, and my dad was a hardcore drunk. He had his own construction company, but he's an alcoholic. And he didn't really take care of me. And I don't hold that against him. I'm not bitter about it. But see, that was his weak link. If I got into a fight with neighborhood kids, it was always my fault. That's not the way it should be. He would take care of other people before he did me. You're supposed to take care of your own people first and foremost. And like James was saying earlier, the beef I have with my church is we've had, and I may be hammering this, but if I am, I'm going to hammer it again. I know I've said it before. Listen, in just a matter of about a year or two, we've had Hurricane Katrina. I know that was more longer ago than a year ago. We've had Hurricane Katrina since I was in church. And I'm not just talking about my church. I'm talking about the churches in Memphis in general, and specifically all the churches here that I know of. We've had Hurricane Katrina. We've had Hurricane Sandy up here in New England. I know it's in the north, but we've got, you know, being a southerner is a state of mind. It's in your heart. Just, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. You're a southerner. So we're God-fearing. We're for the Constitution. We're for the Bible, et cetera. These people were Americans, folks, and we had the state of Oklahoma. I know I was talking this on the radio. The state of Oklahoma was nearly, it was a federal disaster area. I haven't heard one word of sympathy for these people in my church or any other church. And I'm not just hammering my church. I'm talking about the other churches in the area. It's never any sympathy for these people in the United States or in the South. We have, and once again, I'm really big for St. Jude. We have St. Jude, which is a one-of-a-kind, world-class hospital within 16 minutes of where I'm sitting right now. And we have people from every race, from every state, from every country in the world there. And so if you want to give to India, give to some Indian patient here in St. Jude. You know, we struggle our guts out to keep St. Jude going. When I say we, I mean, you know, me, running the marathons, raising money, James Edwards donates, people from the political cesspool, Take care of your own people. Don't let your church members struggle and be within days of losing your house. Don't let them be within a week of being kicked out of school because they come with a tuition and never even bat an eye about that and worried about Christmas in India or Christmas in El Salvador or Christmas in Guadalajara or Christmas in, you know, Bangladesh. Take care of your own people first. I mean, for God's sakes, pass the bucket. We couldn't even pass the bucket for St. Jude. We've never passed the bucket for the Oklahoma City, you know, for Oklahoma's tornado victims or for the hurricanes or for the county. I can go down in 15 minutes. I can go down here in town and I can show you people that are hungry, sleeping on the ground, penniless, homeless. Some of them have psychiatric diseases, and we've never taken a dime up for these people right here, and that's what just makes my blood boil.
And Eddie, you have had people who have gone to that church for years, people who send their children to the private school administered by that church, and they go to the administration of the church and say, we're having hard times, and they won't give them a break even on tuition while raising money for children in India that they don't know.
I personally have a friend who became on really hard, well, people, looks like these commercials are really muddying my creek. Looks like we got to go to a commercial again. I'll tell you what, man, we got to do something about the commercial. We need to raise some money, though, folks. I have to admit that. Hey, it's really crass, but we got to have some of them shekels.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, what I hear,
do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea.
That, folks, is my all-time favorite Christmas song and my all-time favorite rendition there by the immortal Johnny Mathis. Do You Hear What I Hear? A perfect way to round out tonight's show, the first since Thanksgiving, the first before Christmas, as the official Christmas season has begun now that we are post-Thanksgiving. Love that song. Love tonight's show, by the way. You know, I told you at the top of the show, we rolled in here tonight to the studio, Keith and I, and now Eddie, without a single shred of idea of what we would be talking about. Everything you've heard tonight has been off the cuff, freewheeling, no notes, from the heart, and a couple of phone calls added in there. I guess Keith brought in some newspaper articles, and I read from them briefly, but for the most part, tonight was completely unscripted. It's always unrehearsed. But we normally at least have an idea of what we want to talk about before we arrive. Tonight we didn't even have that, and I think it's been a great show. Eddie, you were talking about certainly the Christmas season and your church before then. We had intended to cover – the last time I talked to you was a couple of weeks ago, and we had some things we wanted to talk about, and we didn't revisit it. But tonight we didn't cover any of that. We just completely wheeled it. But – you know, there is nothing wrong with giving to people in India or wherever, but when you have people in your own church, in your own congregation that can barely keep the lights on, people who have tithed for years and have sent their children to your private school that's administered by the church at several thousand dollars per year per tuition, and they are hungry, they can't keep the lights on, that's where we think that the benevolence should go to first. And unfortunately, that's not always what's happened, is it, Eddie?
That's true. And I would like to come back and say, I love my congregation dearly. I'm older than most of them, and I'm no genius. But listen, you don't live to be 66, almost 67 years without knowing something. And the people I love dearly, the people that go on the missions. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on a mission trip probably next year if everything works out. But yes, I'm going to Russia. And that's what I'm wanting to do. I want to go to Russia. And if I get over there, I might not come back. Things go good. Who knows? But maybe I can do a broadcast from over there. Maybe we'd be fighting the Chechens. But anyway, yeah, these people, they think they're doing good. They think and they are doing good, but they're not doing as good as they could be doing. In their heart, they're the most precious people you've ever seen. And listen, this isn't just my church. This is the evangelical churches in general. I don't know if it's white guilt or if it's just, pathological altruism, I think James was talking about. But it just makes no sense to me. It just has me befuddled how we can let our own people in our own congregation be in trouble. And people, right? And just if you even scratch the congregation, people in Memphis, you can ride 15 minutes from where we're sitting right here in this radio station and see people on the streets here in Memphis. They'll be sleeping down the streets no matter how cold it gets, no matter how hot it gets. They'll be without food. Some of them, you know, probably may be worthless. It could work. But we have a lot of people in Memphis that are indigent because they have mental illness. Mental illness is big time in society. And we could just do more. And I keep going back to St. Jude, but, I don't know of a single church. People that I know that go to different churches, Most of my friends go to Baptist churches, but I have friends in Episcopalian churches, Catholic churches, Presbyterian. Matter of fact, Bill Rowland was Presbyterian. He was a Lutheran, right. But I've never heard of him mention St. Jude. And if you want to, I got to kick this one more time. I know I'm wearing it out, but it's really getting under my skin. We have people from all over the world at St. Jude Hospital here in Memphis. There's not another hospital in the world like that place. So why would you send money to India when you have Indian? We have kids. Pick your country. We have kids being treated for catastrophic illnesses here at St. Jude. So why not give to them, to your own country? You know, and I'm going to go back again. The people that are doing this, that are, you know, putting their foreign citizens above their own, they're not bad people. I think they're just young. And they've been brainwashed in the school systems because we get pretty much the same, ethics lessons and ethics in the Christian schools that pretty much it's the secular schools do. You know, so what I'm saying is, I think I'm right. I know I'm right, but I'm not really damning to hell these people that are, you know, focusing on India. But I will not give a dime to India. All my money's going to go to the United States. You know, the people, at least most of it anyway. And I hope that makes some sense.
Well, Eddie, I think when you walked in before the commercial break that preceded your first segment, we talked about maybe mentioning this for a few minutes and then getting on to some other things that we needed to talk about. We spent the majority of the hour, except for the last two or three minutes here. But
let me tell you what we can do next time.
You know what? A week from now, folks, Eddie will have completed. By the time we get to this point next Saturday night, Eddie will have completed a 26.2-mile run at 66 years old, God willing. And you helped make that happen because of your support and your generosity, not to this program, but to Eddie's own personal run. You know, the contributions you gave to Eddie went to support his run on behalf of St. Jude and not to this program, although the show needs it too. And we have, of course, kicked off our fourth quarter fundraising drive. But folks, I'm happy that you supported Eddie's run. It's all for one, one for all. It's the Three Musketeer mentality here. We're all family. And he will have completed that, if all goes according to plan, by this time next week. And we're going to be talking about that next week on the show. I'll actually be in Washington, D.C. next Saturday night. I'm going to be attending a speaking engagement in the Baltimore area, but I will be reporting in via telephone, and we're going to have a nice show prepared for you, even though I won't be in Memphis next week. But Eddie will be basking in the glow of an accomplishment, the likes of which people like me will never know. Running 26 miles is something that I don't know I could do at 33 years of age, much less at 66. Eddie's twice my age exactly. It's something else he's doing, folks. He's a great man. And he will have that done next week. And so tonight, I guess we spent the last hour talking about that to an extent, and certainly his church as well. But Eddie, a final word from you, as people won't hear from you again until you undertake next Saturday morning that Herculean effort.
Well, I'm literally looking forward to that. If I have a minute, I'd like to tell you about a show that I've been wanting to do quite some time, and I want to research a good, and I apologize, people, for spending so much time away from the show, but it is for a good cause, I guarantee you. I don't want to cheat you and come in here and do a crappy show. Here in the next week or two, here's what I'd like to do. I want us to do a program and cover the so-called bogus Christian. Conservatism. I think conservatism nowadays is bogus. I think it's evil. I want to cover the so-called people who call themselves Christian conservatives and their attitude toward torture and, illegal imprisonment. I'm going to talk about how they kill American citizens like Anwar al-Awlaki, who was born here in the United States and who was a CIA operative, but he was killed because he was supposed to be linked to the god-awful al-Qaeda. And I want to discuss that in the future show. Maybe we can get Sam in. He's really good at this stuff. And I want to talk about how, the government really, here's what we've come to. I want to cover this in the next shows. Right, torture and pro-war. And these are the Christian conservatives, people. We're torture of pro-war. Hey, and we don't even have to have any evidence whatsoever. We're killing American citizens that are not even in a battlefield, nowhere even near a battlefield, like this Anwar al-Awlaki and his son and other people at the wedding party. We're killing people that have not even been accused in a court. We have no evidence whatsoever. Oh, well, looks like we're running out of time. But I'm going to cover that real soon, people. And I'm on behalf of the Cesspool, I'm going to say goodnight.
Thanks for joining.
Hey, everybody, pray for Eddie next week as he undertakes that run. I'll be reporting in from Washington, D.C. next week. We'll talk to you then. Don't forget that the fourth quarter fundraising drive is officially underway now. Make your contributions known at thepoliticalcesspool.org. God bless you, everybody. Can't wait to spend December with you here on the program. We'll talk to you next week.